Want to park up and get your Big Mac brought to your car? Step 1. Place an order on the My McDonald's app. Step 2. Park in a click and serve numbered bay, enter the number in the app, and we'll bring your meal right over. So you can enjoy your Big Mac feeling like a big deal. New click and serve on the My McDonald's app. As simple as it sounds. Click and serve available at participating restaurants only. See mcdonalds.co.uk for full list. Serving times may apply. Do not download or use the app whilst driving.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my fake Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Right, motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Wednesday, it's hump day, it's take a bump day, it's lay in bed like a lump day, it's go to the gym and get a pump day. It's your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, and I am very excited to be filling in for the usual lead co-host, my BFF forever, Louis J. Gomez, as he's on vacation with his beautiful family. I am joined by three illustrious gentlemen. God, it's so nice, right? It's like stepping into a warm bath. To my right,
this is great.
I got Colin Terrell. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, man. I don't think I've ever seen this side of you. I've never seen you happy before. I didn't realize. I thought you were shy.
Nope.
It turns out you're just like Lewis. Just
yeah, you got to restructure the entire show.
I don't know what that was. That was insane. That was like a morning zoo.
Yeah, I got
it. We're ready for it.
Yeah. When given the chance to speak, I rarely fail.
This is the wrestling manager.
No. Let me tell you about podcasting. You listen to me talk about my lunch for an hour.
Yeah, you should actually pray that Lewis has an accent in Jamaica. This is good.
Yeah.
I would never do that, but if the fans want to, I'm not going to stop them. And those guys, you guys know from the Dad Me podcast, I got Mike Rainey and Tim Butterly. How you guys doing today?
I'm thrilled to be here, Zach. Thank you for having me.
I'm feeling great now.
Right?
I'm pumped.
Yeah, let's fucking keep it going. Let's do plugs. No, let's get them out of the way.
I feel like you almost over-energized me there because I was coming in fucking happy as hell and then you came in with that and then I was like, wait, am I sad? In comparison, I thought I was happy, and then you were like, yeah, fuck.
You gotta start them off big in the morning, all right? This is morning drive time radio in LA, okay?
Yeah.
And the first thing most of our fans wake up to, because they're fucking bums. Let's do plugs, guys. What do you want people to check out? Dad Meat, boys.
Check out our podcast. It's Dad Meat. You can go on youtube.com/DadMeat. We stream live every Sunday night. The live chat's always fucking engaged and popped off. And it's equal parts just fat, gay, and retarded.
Yeah, we got dick sucking machines now, so we've been talking about that a lot. You ever shoved your dick inside one of those?
Oh, we're gonna talk about it.
All right, cool.
Let's get into it.
Mike, tell me about your new podcast real quick.
Oh yeah, I'm putting it out next week. I'm gonna have it on the Dad Meat YouTube channel. It's called Little Stinkers. It's about awful people who also happen to be very funny. And the first episode is gonna feature Charles Manson.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I would love to sit on one of those.
I would love to have you on anytime.
Do some serial killer shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. Guys, please check that out. And Colin, Wizard of Pi, what else do you want people to check out?
That's it. That's all I have. I've got nothing going on. My life is a mess. Follow me on social media. I guess I'm doing a bunch of shows again. New York's back open with comedy, so I'll just want to be posting about that on Instagram and Twitter. And go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ColumnTyrrell. My podcast is live every Friday afternoon. And the chat is okay.
No way, dude. We jumped in on that Patreon.
That ruled. That was great. That was a good time.
Yeah, we met the guy who rented Colin for a weekend.
Yeah. So some guy rented me
for
a weekend.
Do you know about this? Someone paid $500 to have Colin come visit him for a weekend.
We're going to talk about that. Renting Colin dick sucking machines. They're somewhere in that Venn diagram. There's a conversation. Anything else? You're good?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Fantastic. You guys know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. It's WrestleMania week, so Friday night, me, Lewis, and his sister Janice will be watching WrestleMania 11, which they actually went to when they were kids, so they will be describing what it was like from their little kid perspective. And the Bye Guys with me and Ian Finance, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. next week. I'm going back out on the road. I will be in Hoboken Wednesday night doing a free show. And Friday night, most importantly, April the 16th, I will be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut, headlining two shows. I got Chris from Brooklyn featuring for me. Come on out. Should be a really good time. And I have a door deal, so please, please, please come out. make my trip worth it. Don't put me in the red, Norwalk, Connecticut. All right. All right, first of all, Colin, who rented you out? And what was this like a thing? Was this a tier on your Patreon?
Yeah. So it started, it was a semi-goof. And I said, all right, for $500.
Oh, the guy was a semi-goof? Oh, no.
That's being polite.
Teach me to read.
Yeah, so I just said, for $500, I'll go. I said, it's called the party tier. And I'll go party with you, which is a very vague word, which I've learned. So, you know, some people describe party very different ways. So for $500, I'd go anywhere. And then some guys was like, is this legit? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then next thing you know, it was like, boom. You've one new $500 Patreon subscriber. And then I'm like, message him, like, where are you? He's like, I'm in Indianapolis. I was like, all right, let's go see what this.
Right, there goes the $500.
Yeah, straight away. I was just like, all right, let me see how much a flight is. $300. I was like, uh-oh.
And Kyle, even without saying who it was within that Zoom chat, that guy had the voice and the haircut of a $500 patron.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He was a guy who just got his stimmy and was suddenly rich.
Just prepare for that, but keep going.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think of a way
Zach.
To say it. Go. We're better than that, Zach. Yeah. We're better than that.
You got Irish rich. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got, I'll take it. the Europe version. Yeah, so I just went, and then I ended up spending the weekend with this guy in some dirtbag trash town just outside of Indianapolis. But it was all right. We went to a gun range. We went to a basketball game. I just like hung out with his wife.
Where'd you sleep?
I had to sleep. This is the funniest thing about it. It's like he goes, oh yeah, I've got a spare room. And then I show up and it's just a girl's room. It's like a little girl's room. I show up and it's for like
partial custody daughter's room. Yeah.
We actually haven't changed anything in here since the incident.
Yeah, it works out. You can sleep in my dead daughter's bedroom.
Yeah, it was just a poster of like Britney Spears on the wall. It's like, don't touch that. No, I did go in genuinely. I show up and we show up at the house. The garage door opens and he goes, that's... And he talks, by the way, like he's been fucking gargling gasoline every morning. All right? He shows up and just goes, that's going to be your room in there. And then I was like, oh, you're funny, whatever. And then we walk inside and he goes, no, seriously, let me show you your room. And then he shows me this little girl's room. It's like full of pink toys and like fucking dolls and shit. And I was like, ha-ha. And then
he's standing like, behind you with a dress and a wig.
I kind of went, ha-ha. And then he's like, no, that is your room. I was like, what the fuck? So I
tried to guess your size. I like is a tea party.
Let me know if this fits. I tried to guess your size.
Kali, did it smell like a little girl in there?
It doesn't now.
Oh, no. I did think, I go, how funny would it be if I just cracked out a wank in here? Just had a quick wank in here.
You had to.
I didn't. No.
The eyes on the Britney Spears poster would slide out. You see Josh looking in at you.
There was a, what's that girl's name? With the like blue hair. Billie Eilish. There was a Billie Eilish thing on the wall.
You're halfway there.
He's like, yeah, that's a few years ago too. I was like, oh, thanks, Josh. Setting me up.
wasn't his locals only tour when he picked you up from the airport, wasn't he just driving you around to show you where like different retarded people he knew?
Dude, he picked me up, right? And at first I'm just like, this is nuts, isn't it? And I'm recording the whole thing. So I've made this big vlog out of it just in case I, you know, something like he murdered me, which would be great. That'd be great.
Doc. My name is Colin Terrell. If I am not seen after the date, boom, daddy, miss you.
When he was driving you around, did he like blast like the Mr. Softy theme song to bring him out of the woodwork?
We show up, right, and I go, tell me something about yourself with the fucking camera in his face. Just tell me anything about yourself. He's like, yeah, I was born without a sense of smell. And
I am required to tell you.
Everything he says straight away, and then he goes, yeah, my mother was a heroin addict, so she didn't want to raise me, so my aunt adopted me and my dad died or something. And I was just like within 2 minutes of meeting this guy, and I'm like, this guy, put the camera down. Go away. What do you do for a living?
This isn't my first deposition.
Yeah, and then he goes, a friend of mine, he's a big Skanks fan, he wants to meet you, do you want to go meet him? And I was like, sure, why not? And so he brings me to this trailer park. I've never seen it being in a trailer park.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, okay. And I show up, and then he's like, oh, his friend's name is Mad Dog or something. And it says he was hit by a car when he was a teenager, and he never like developed over the age of 17 or something. He's like, you don't love him.
He actually got my sense of smell.
Yeah, we show up, and then
the ideal Skanks fan.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, as everything you could imagine, like just real. I guess white trash would be the word, but like salt of the earth, like sweet, retarded. That's just the Skanks fan.
Sweet tart. Yeah.
I believe the term they like is sons of the soil.
And I showed up, and then his friend wasn't home, and he rings him. He's like, oh, he's just hanging out at Walmart. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll meet my dog another time or whatever.
So, how do you gauge if someone's brain gets stuck at 17?
I mean, it can't be much unlike
I don't think I can prove mine went further than that.
No. Maybe some sort of computer skills or something. Like
the doctor says, like, if I had sex with you, would I get in trouble? It's like, no, dude, I'm only 17. There you go.
Yeah, there is like a, like... You know, what's worse? You know, like a...
You know they play like old jazz for like Alzheimer's patients? You play like Linkin Park around them and they start like tearing up. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, he can hear it. He remembers it.
A few of the trauma fans over the years have definitely been right around there. Maybe a little younger mentally.
What'd you say, the trauma fans?
The movie company I work for.
Oh, okay.
Like the people that come to see us at conventions.
Yeah.
We have a few where like, you know, it's like, okay, my mom's outside and they're like 55. I did stand up at one of our film festivals, and I was just doing crowd work, mm-hmm. not thinking. And at this point, this guy, he's like 6'4 with a mullet. And I'm like, hey, what's the biggest age difference you ever had with a sex partner, which is the thing I do in my act? And he just, I realized he's sitting with his mother. It's a grown man sitting with his elderly mother. And I felt bad about that.
/ caretaker.
And he goes, and he had this little kid voice, which is already like scary. And he goes, I actually am a virgin. He just said it in front of 100 people.
Aww. Yeah.
And I couldn't make, you can't make fun of him. So I just went,
disagree.
A goo. And started a new joke.
I wonder if there's like a neurology formula where you can calculate, okay, the car is this heavy, they're coming at this speed, and this is the age which they will fucking render you if it hits you.
Yeah, yeah. You go, fuck, a 15 is like a tough one. 17?
There's a doctor with a clipboard. He's pretty retarded. Sorry.
How retarded is he?
Ma'am, I'm afraid your son might never stop loving Puddle of Mud.
Oh, God, no. And the kid's just in the other room. She fucking hates me.
Yeah. Chill, dude. Go back to the N-word. Don't start fucking playing around like that.
Apparently you can take it all away.
Stop it.
Nope.
Knock it off, dude. It's 11:30.
Listen, we're not going to sit here and do new metal jokes, okay? You come in the next day and they're trying to get him to remember. Look at this photograph.
That's butt rock. That's not. Come on. Chill.
And so you guys also have a story about your blowjob machines.
Yeah, we got it. It's one of our new sponsors, and they gave it to us. And man, I don't know about Tim, but I've been porking this thing relentlessly.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Oculus here. Lewis talking about, he has the 3D Oculus fucking porn. So it's just like fucking.
He just clits everywhere.
You're just swimming in the sea.
I imagine all Irish people just living in the forest. And you come to America and you're like, you got 3D pussy? You got magical machines?
It's like, you mean like, it's like your memory? It's like Jesus? Yeah. When Jesus hits you, you say a little prayer? Yeah, so.
Somebody said something so fucking funny the other day. It was the history of Ireland. And it literally, and it was the invention of whiskey and then nothing for 300 years.
Yeah. Part two is two potatoes fighting.
What the fuck is this, guys? Bigotry?
Lewis has the Oculus and the blowjob machine.
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's
I would assume like they just find him like fucking Neo in the Matrix.
He's, he's total recalling his Jamaican vacation right now. He's actually in just like a closet, just fully Matrix in.
Just wet.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, see you go. So once you start adding those two things, it's just like...
It's fucked up.
You've gone too far.
Go look at your fucking...
So is it?
Got, we're so worried about whether or not we could.
It does, and I just want to say that Lewis's Total Recall is a trainee with three dicks. But, but yeah, you could get sleeves. You can get black or white. You can get a pussy, a mouth, or an asshole in the mouth.
Nice.
Which is now turning.
You're top tier.
Well, now it's turning. It's turning brown and black because my cats are getting into it.
All the teeth are falling out.
You're just not cleaning it, and you wake up and go, "Fuck."
You ever put a cigarette in it?
I have not yet. No,
dude, he does not clean it. I've seen it.
I've cleaned it.
I've seen it. He's not cleaned it.
Doesn't matter.
Do you come in it?
Yes, and then you rinse it out. You pull it out with a stick.
Oh, no.
With a stick?
It sounds a lot more involved than it actually is, but you yank it out.
It's that involved. It's also like horrifically loud.
Well, dude, oh, I
it have yeah. oh. It's like shunk, 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 it, shunk. You're like, shunk, shunk, shunk.
It feels great, but it does sound like two middle-aged black dudes who haven't seen each other in a while.
I have so much shame if I come in a paper towel. I can't imagine needing to involve a dishwasher.
You don't like wasting your seed.
No, I have shame. I'm like,
where Jim do you Jefferies prefer to put
a,
it?
Jim Jefferies had a bit where he was like, every time you come, there's like that moment after where you're like, I'm a grown man. So you have to come in it and then take it into the bathroom and clean it.
You yank it out, and then I dump it in the sink, and then I rinse it off.
Okay.
And then I'll wrap it in a towel to help dry it off, which is why it gets a lot of the hair
swaddles
on it.
Swaddles it.
So, wow. Tim, I...
Newborn baby.
Yeah. And you put it in a basket and send it down the Nile River. I have the... I talked about on Skank the other day, the Fleshlight Quick Shot.
What is that?
That's the move. If, Shannon, if you could bring that... That used to be a sponsor here, and God, I miss it.
Is it like a vape pen?
It's very much... So it's an open-ended fleshlight. So your dick comes back out the other side.
Two people can use it.
It's a Chinese dick trap.
Yeah, two guys in the middle? Nice.
And yes, that is it.
Okay.
And dude, it felt so good the first time I put my dick in it. You know like the feeling in your heart when you're cheating? And you're like, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
No, like, Zach, we don't.
It felt that good that I felt like I had to apologize.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely had a feeling like that where I was like, how do I go back to a human?
Dude, it was wild. Yeah. Like, and then to get a second person to fucking jerk you off with that thing, you'll fucking blow the doors off the place.
Oh, man. I would like to try that.
So this thing, it goes back and forth on its own?
It looks like an Xbox. And I have the clear one. There's one.
It looks like a Chinese knockoff Xbox.
Yeah. And did you ever accidentally fuck the Xbox?
Got blown it first.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, red ring of death.
But yeah, it's clear so you can see the machinations at work. So while you're watching this thing suck your dick, like you're seeing everything that's happening. You're watching.
Hands on your hips, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hook it up to my belt.
Would you feel almost frightened to like, I don't know what's going on inside box.
So mine's not clear. Dick inside
yours,
of it.
Yours is
not clear.
Yours is like a could be Anton going on.
Terrifying.
Could be tiny, tiny little.
Could be a little person in there.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
It's a living.
There it is. Yeah. I mean,
and that is the guy who uses it.
That's Steve Autoblow. Steve Blowjobs. Hell yeah.
Yes. Come on. Ding 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 ding.
This is from a video where he explains everything about this AI blowjob.
Yeah, I personally kiss each mouth before I mail it to you.
Do you want it now or do you want to finish this story first?
You don't need to have the mustache, but it helps.
And $49?
Is that Ari?
When it works. I'm Brian Sloan, and in the next 3 minutes, I'm going to tell you why.
Pause it.
Okay, I mean, obviously.
Doesn't it seem like he's going to do like the John Henry contest for how many dicks he can get off versus how many dicks it can get off in like an hour?
It'd be great now if it was only like a minute long. He's like, it's only 3 minutes. He goes, oh! Yeah, that was three. Nah, that was for sure. Yeah, that was three.
I would challenge anybody to last more than 3 minutes in this thing.
All right, I want to say, it looks like R2-D2.
That'd be a great Legion of Skanks bit. Why don't you tell them about it?
Oh, yeah?
Who could last the longest in an auto?
It's like almost like a ninja training.
All right, keep it going.
AI is worth $249 and how you can own it for a lot less. 4 years ago, we crowdfunded the Autoblow 2 on Indiegogo, where we sold $381,000 of our product to 3,300 men. The Autoblow 2 still is...
Right now, there's people with cancer who couldn't get their Indiegogos done, and they're still paying medical bills. This guy couldn't get enough money. People couldn't throw money at this guy fast enough for a blowjob.
Yeah, you better hope your pussy sleeve gets a tumor.
Male sex toy crowdfunding campaign in history. And is now owned by more than 200,000 men around the world. Over these last 4 years,
pretty elite company,
we listened to your feedback, and we reinvented the Autoblow to give you exactly what you asked for.
Imagine answering that phone call. I got an idea.
Let's start with the noise. People told us that the Autoblow 2
what's the worst part
was too loud. But that's because they haven't seen the
Autoblow
1.
What if I told you we removed it?
Autoblow 1?
We added an accessory where the Autoblow can show you things on its phone.
The Autoblow can keep interrupting your show.
This is like the show BattleBots.
Wow, yeah.
That looked like Shannon's face.
How much for prototype 1?
Two and three times more powerful. We made it quieter. But at the same time, we developed a new motor and a new gripper and sleeve that makes it feel even more like a real blowjob. Let's take a look.
I'm like, I thought you were mouthing along with it, like you had it memorized.
You place your lubricated penis into the sleeve that's locked into place between the two ridges.
I almost want to sit the Indian style in front of that TV.
Look at that thing
watching cartoons.
Look at the way that thing's slurping.
Oh my God.
That feels fantastic.
Wow.
But the way it moves is the Autoblow AI's secret sauce.
Oh,
well, new Autoblow AI. That's uses the four sensors.
Bit of a, you know, you got your secret sauce in my cum. You got my cum in your secret sauce type situation.
To any of 250 different points using artificial intelligence. Our team
is learning
6,000 minutes.
It's become self-aware.
Yeah.
And we invented a way to input data about what's happening during the blowjob.
Mike.
We then ran several types of machine learning algorithms on the data set to build
Mike,
an AI
Michael,
model.
You never say you love me anymore.
16 blowjob techniques. Our team programmed those 16 techniques into 10 experiences on our machine.
So no, this is not required for any kind of sales materials. There's no one like, I'm going to wait and see how advanced the AI is before I make a purchase.
Yo, the new one has 11 different blowjobs.
They said it couldn't be done.
It's like drunk girl, reluctant girl.
Scared man.
Legal age stepdaughter.
Guy just trying this for the first time.
Yeah, lesbian who's curious.
Closeted man with a family.
A little kiss. Just...
Do you think there's somebody who saw the first one? They saw the first one, and it was like iPhones. They're like, nah, I'm going to wait for like the second or third one. What's all the buttons?
Not an early adopter.
There's a lot of guys have permanent scarring, I reckon. Just some guy got his fucking piece ripped off from the original fucking prototype.
There's a lot of warning labels on it.
Yeah, they foolproof this thing, and in the next promo, you see Elon Musk throwing a rock at it.
Keep going. I want to see that. I want to see this whole fucking thing.
AI experience. That's different every time. Where the machine keeps changing its technique until you finish or you turn it off. The gripper and sleeve we invented work with all penis sizes. So that whether you're
like this,
or black,
you're going to enjoy.
We angered 38 chimpanzees to develop this
part of its kind that has an edging feature. Let's say you're enjoying blowjob experience number 8 at speed level 7.
Jesus Christ. I never want to see N and R that close to each other on a screen.
But it remembers what it was doing.
These are like cheats or something.
That's where the machine steals your wallet while it's blowing.
At the same speed. And when you're done, cleanup is quick and easy. Just pull out the sleeve, pour out the contents, and wash it with soap and water.
I usually just punch in the contra code.
Flow AI plugs into any wall outlet and never needs expensive batteries. It's ready to go whenever you're ready to go. Remember,
it better be.
This is our 5th crowdfunding campaign, and we've been in business for more than 10 years. We're bringing this product
It never has to pick up its daughter.
It's a mom and slop shop.
And our molds are already completed. This project isn't a pipe dream. It's already almost a reality. Back the Autoblow AI Indiegogo campaign today and save big. And hey, if you like our product, please share this video with 2 friends.
I'm good, man.
Well, we just shared it with 20,000 people.
That's so funny.
Shannon.
That's great.
Yes.
Would there be anything erotic for you if a guy brought that and you could watch a guy get blown?
No.
What if he was like, I want you to like work my nipples while I use the machine?
It's terrible. Just that machine is so like cumbersome. There's nothing sexy.
Once you're done.
There's nothing sexy. This should all be done in the privacy of your own home.
It's fun with a partner.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you use toys in front of a dude?
Yeah, but not like a gigantic robotic toy.
You could pretend though. I mean, the shape of you could pretend it's a head and just pretend it's like E.T.'s head.
You're lying to yourself.
Put a wig on it. Oh, E.T.'s. Just a little attachment of a finger up the ass. Nice.
Well, that's fucking phenomenal. Let's get into some fucking stories. This is the one that has caught my eye first, and I think you guys are going to agree. Man sues baseball team after dad dies during taco eating contest.
Oh yeah.
Swerve, Shannon, where'd you find this, and what do we got? What's the news?
So I found this on TMZ, and there was a taco eating contest put on by like a local baseball team.
What a horrible! Like these poor kids.
we'll just have to like create a new way that he died. When people telling people, it's like, oh, my dad, oh, he's dead. How did he die? Cancer.
Mexican cancer.
he got drunk and killed a bunch of kids.
And that's less embarrassing. He's like, and they're like, what do you mean, how many?
Yeah, cheesy glioblastoma crunch.
Is that an issue? And then they have to go like, four tacos. I know, four. He only got two, four. Yeah.
Yeah, it better be a big number. Does it say how many he ate?
He died doing what he loved. Did having he a Baja Blast.
Nice.
It does not say how many he ate.
Is there a video of anything?
No, I have a picture of the guy.
Let's see.
Oh, this better be funny.
Whoa.
He looks like he put down some tacos.
Yeah, the amount he ate is actually etched into his tombstone.
What's that hat? Zach, do you recognize that hat?
I do not.
I don't know.
What's the name of the baseball team?
So what killed the... He choked. He didn't die of tacos.
Right. Yeah. So they're suing for wrongful death because they said this isn't something that amateurs should be doing. Only professional eaters. Professional
certified.
Eaters. Only Japanese eaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he choked. And then they tried to give him the Heimlich maneuver, then give him CPR, but he died at the hospital.
Man, you got to feel silly to die.
Man, what an
in
idiot.
Front of an arena.
Kind of.
If you choke to death during an eating contest in front of an arena, you have to feel silly.
All the kids are whacking him with the baseball.
The umpire had to break baseball the news. Back. He's like, I'm sorry, but your father is out of here.
The Philly Fanatic's like mocking him.
I was picturing the Philly Fanatic trying to do the Heimlich.
He's just pelvic thrusting over his corpse.
They're shooting his ashes out of a hot dog gun. Who wants it? Who wants it?
Oh, fuck. That's. So what are they? This is how. What was the, what are they suing him for? 24 million, you say?
What?
They don't actually have...
Oh, for some reason, I thought I heard a number.
No, but it's
24 million?
It's silly because it says... They say they weren't warned or told about the risks involved in devouring as much
that you
grub
need
as
to
possible.
Chew food. Yes. You know, they should have warned them.
So stupid.
There's got to be a video or something.
There's an arena full of people. Nobody fucking popped the phone out
He's
for that?
Down in Modelo's, too. It's like, the Taco King!
Organ players doing taps over the PA.
Dude, he's on the ground.
I've seen a bunch. So, like, one of my buddies is Badlands Booker from Philly. Not from Philly, but I know a bunch of like professional eater people. You've seen Badlands Booker, the guy that does like the chugs. I'm obsessed with him.
I don't think so. He's like the
giant
spin.
No, he's a like, giant black dude that like chugs boots of like applesauce and shit.
Yeah,
we did disgusting. A scene for one of our movies where we had like all the eaters come in, and they are gross.
They all have like terrible like medical problems.
Yeah. Severe medical problems. Yeah. Not one of them even pretends like they keep it down.
Wow.
It is fucking. Well, did you guys ever do the Wing Bowl in Philly?
No.
Is that the trashiest day of the year?
What's the Wing Bowl? Does everyone eat wings?
It's like the Sunday before Super Bowl. Okay. They fill the arena where the Sixers and Flyers play with the biggest fucking retards in the Philadelphia area to watch other men eat wings.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like if backyard wrestling had a tailgate. You know what I mean?
But it's early. It's in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah. We do everything early. Mummers start early. Wing bowls early.
Leave our families early.
Yeah. So it's 6 a.m., but then all the whores I know in Philadelphia that are strippers, it's the day. It's their, like, Christmas.
That's a double for them, yeah.
Because the strip clubs open when it gets out.
Just an ass covered in buffalo sauce?
Yeah, that's Red Friday for them.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, the strip club's open at, like, what, like, 8 in the morning that day, and a lot of them just stay.
You get in free with the ticket, the Wing Bowl.
This is just, every part of this story is, like, getting more and more, like, just retarded.
Can you imagine
retarded
being
Christmas?
Full of 75 wings and then getting a lap dance from some Philadelphia nightmare?
Yeah, sounds awesome,
wow.
Dude.
Wow. This is it.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do a documentary on this. Or
speaking of getting lap dances, I was stunned at the amount of meat that I could see poking through your sweatpants today. I never knew you had a big dick.
Oh, I do not. No, I don't.
What do you got in there then?
Huh?
What do you got in there? A pack of
big league
chew?
Oh, you found your wallet.
No, I think my balls are just hard. Like a hard balls. So it kind of looks like a package, but it's not. It's just
all right.
Hard balls.
That's the boy supporting.
I'm sorry. I don't want to ask a magician his tricks, but you didn't have to explain
that. Sometimes my balls get an erection, and they just stick right up with them. I have a tiny little.
What normally does it for you?
What gives you long balls?
What gets me going?
Yeah.
Ball wise.
Ball.
None of that regular penis shit. What makes you hard?
What gets my balls going?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers gets me going there.
Right, because it's not sexual. It's all about power.
it's just, yeah, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I find my balls hitting the water in the John on a nice summer day.
Mm.
Get some long balls, you sit down, balls go right in the water.
Do they? You're dunking?
Yeah, I've seeped.
Do you...
Nobody else? Nobody's ever sat down and had their balls in the water?
As soon as they get the cool water.
They retract. Yeah.
So it's
like a fat kid getting in the pool. Woo!
Yeah. Put a little t-shirt on him.
I've had it on occasion.
Mine shoot up like a dog's tongue. a little scoop. They hold onto the water.
Damn, is that doing anything for you right now?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah.
Damn, he looks like a sexy old man.
Yeah. I heard he's gay.
Yeah.
So, good for him.
All right,
keeping that shit down.
This next story, I really hope there's a video. Shannon, please tell me there's a video. For the love of God, Shannon, let there be a video. Deer crashes through school bus window. And lands on sleeping student.
Yes, there is a video. Hold on one sec.
Thank the Lord.
You know, like a cartoon version, this sounds like almost romantic. But then the reality is just chaos of just a deer crashing through a fucking bus.
People never realize how much a deer is going to fuck your shit up.
Yeah, they come in there and they just act like fucking Italian bakers that are carrying the cake as soon as they get hit.
They really are that, you know, I've heard deer compared to rats, but now that you've equated them to Italians, I understand.
Makes everything
the struggle.
Worse, man.
You ever see a video of, like, gay black dudes fighting?
Oh, yeah, Atlanta.
I've seen a lot of them. Yeah.
Atlanta, like, gas station parking lots.
Exactly. It's the same exact reaction. We're like, whoa, dude, that was way more fucked up than I thought it was going to be.
The spot for that in New York was that the McDonald's on West 4th around the corner from the Comedy Cellar, because that's where, like, all the drag queens and, like, gay party kids would go when they got out of clubs.
Yeah.
And there would be some gay black drama all the time at that McDonald's.
Dude, they will fuck you up.
And now that you say it, I picture Richard Attenborough describing deer as the gay black dudes of the animal kingdom.
Here we are. A couple of gay...
Referred to as Lamont.
Black trans party. Bouncing our cheeks off the pavement.
It's the mating signal of the black gay.
Now I'm picturing one deer... Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hooves.
In the video, when we see it, the deer goes through the window ass first.
My bad, y'all.
Hot stuff coming through. Shannon, bring up this gay deer. All right.
Oh, my God!
Slamby.
Deer landed
right
on top of a student. Who was sleeping in the front seat? Amazingly, this
pause
didn't seem to know.
Yo, this just stop.
What a way to wake up. Can you imagine you're dead asleep on the bus and something hits you and you go,
who threw that?
Who threw that deer at me?
There's a bad kid in the back of the bus with a deer that's like, I did not even let it go yet.
God, what if it's a kid that's like sleeping to avoid getting bullied?
One more of you throws a deer, we're turning this bus right back around. Shannon, can you rewind it? I want to see that deer go through again.
Wow.
It did go through ass first.
That was fine.
The deer landed.
Oh, excuse me, y'all.
In the front seat. Deer crashes in the school bus? I don't know. Notice what was
going on.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, my God. Back door, dickhead.
Anybody shoot a wallet?
Oh, man. That's an awesome video. That's a great video.
Or was that like the Rosa Parks of deer? I sit in the front seat. No, you don't. Get off my bus.
They would have had it back into her.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, that came in so much faster and everything than I expected. That was insane.
And the fact that he just opened the door and let it off.
Get off.
Get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me. Go on now, get. You don't go to school. You know that. How many times I got to tell you?
Excuse me, y'all. This is my stop.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, judging by how fast that deer came in, I wouldn't be surprised if he gunned it when he saw it just to get those kids to shut the fuck up.
You fucking...
Today's the day they remember me. I run this goddamn bus. It's the fact also that the deer, I mean, very obviously about to die, still got off the bus. Excuse me, sorry, guys.
My bad,
that was on me. Yeah. All right, I'm glad I had a video.
Slamby was the funniest thing.
Yes.
Dude, imagine doing something that embarrassing in front of a group of teenagers.
You have to be that kid for the rest of high school now, right?
Yeah. Old white tail ass, antler ass having...
Yeah, that kid just gets bullied now for the rest of his days. Yo, Nigel wanted to fuck that there. No, I didn't.
The next time the kid's sleeping on his desk, they're holding him up by his ears.
The kid was also not injured. Everybody's fine.
Well, I don't think that deer was fine.
I take it back. Video's not cool.
I don't think that deer was fine. That deer's legs were going in four different directions.
It was a baby. Don't they, like, wobble a little when they're young?
Yeah, especially after they get hit by a bus.
It took its first steps directly into an interstate. It got hit by a school bus.
The mother was, you're doing it.
Oh, my God. Oh, smash. Right
through. Maybe it's a gay black dude. He's just doing the stanky leg.
All right, what else do we got here? 41-year-old man arrested for indecent exposure while walking along the road naked claims he was doing a walk of shame to repent for cheating on his wife.
Oh.
We've all been here.
That's tough.
We all know where, you know, when you have to walk naked down the road to say sorry to somebody you love.
Yeah, then they rub your nose in it.
Well, that's...
He's whipping himself. He's like, you ever mess with the fleshlight instant or whatever it's called?
Shannon, what do we got here?
All right, sorry. Hold on. Just give me 2 seconds.
What was this fucking guy doing?
This guy was walking down the street naked as an apology.
All right.
I've seen the guy that had to get the full chest piece tattoo that's like, as per this tattoo, I apologize to it. It was like his wife's name and admit that I am a liar. I am a cheater. She had him get like an entire chest piece done.
No, but no one wins in this. Next thing you know, your husband just has a tattoo saying that he cheated on you.
It's Cucker McGregor.
Okay, so he was wearing something, a clear bag over his genitals. While walking around with a joint in his hand.
Like he won them at a fair in a ping pong ball of his game.
He had also...
Got to get these back home into a bigger tank real quick.
Get used to it, yeah.
He had also smoked meth before going on this 1 a.m. stroll.
That was also punishment. No. My wife, she's a bitch. She made me do
it. Shannon, where is this from?
Florida.
I'm going to say...
South Carolina. Oh, sorry. Now you know it. South Carolina.
I swear on everything as holy in the world as I say South Carolina. Fuck.
Damn. Is there a story or is?
It's just that's basically it. That he claims the reason why he did it was because he felt bad for cheating on his wife.
So she didn't make him.
It was a voluntary.
No. It was voluntary.
Oh, that's
baby. I gotta show you that I love you.
I'll make this right.
He also,
the ultimate sacrifice.
He told the police he was willing to go to jail for what he'd done, but also that he'd try to escape. And asked an arresting officer to shoot him.
I think he might have cheated on her with a kid or something.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even have a wife. You know, like how far
see if this guy has $500.
I'll go stay with this guy. Do a lot of meth.
Calm, you want to go for a walk? Here, smoke this.
Am I the only one here who's done meth by accident?
I think... snorted it.
Not same. By accident. Yeah.
No, it was on. Well, I actually thought it was Coke.
Same.
I didn't know the difference.
It'll get you.
Yeah.
But then the second you do it, you're like, that's not Coke.
Is it that different?
It felt like broken glass. Ugh. It felt like I could get why they call it glass.
I'm going to start microdosing meth. You know what I mean? See if there's any therapeutic value to it.
Just a little in the morning to get you going.
Yeah, your wife will forget.
But what about like effects-wise, aside from it being...
The auto-blow battery... dies out. You'd be fucking that all day.
It was more intense, where I feel like Coke is more of a mellow high compared to meth.
Yeah, meth was like...
Coke's mellow?
I'm up.
Compared to this.
Yes, well, definitely.
Meth has like, Coke to get to sleep?
I was up for like a day and a half. And I didn't think I did a lot, but it was like... It gets you going. It's a lot of like clenched jaw. It's the worst parts of Coke, I feel like. You're like a clenched jaw, you're up, you're sweaty... just that would have been me anyway, but
Jesus,
it was a bad scene.
It was the night that I did it. It was bad enough, but then the morning news had just come on, so it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and they announced that Christopher Reeve had died. It's like this is the worst night of my life.
Best celebrity death, I say Bin Laden. Right? Was that the most fun celebrity death night?
I missed it. I didn't get it till the morning after.
Yeah, I think I missed the, what was it, Ladies and Gentlemen, We Got Him or something like that?
Yeah, I was at a bar.
It was probably a fucking Hussein. Open mic.
Yeah, the Ladies and Gentlemen, We Got Him was Hussein. But Obama coming out to give this speech.
Don't be so fucking racist, dude. You're getting them all. Okay.
Yeah, what do they all look alike to him?
All these Muslim terrorists sent to you?
They all smell alike to you?
My bad, dude.
They all...
I skipped my fucking meth dose this morning. I'm off.
I was at like a shitty old man bar, and Obama came on TV to say that they killed Bin Laden. And I remember trying to order a drink at the bartender refusing to work. And it was just all these old men standing up, crying and applauding.
Nice. That's amazing.
It was the White Wolf Inn. And we only went there.
She refused to work. She goes, I can't.
Yeah, she was like, I'm watching this.
It's a holy day.
And it was one of those bars where, like, the second it's close to closing time, the doors get locked and the ashtrays come out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, were they excited. Is there a better... What's the biggest celebrity? Michael Jackson's probably the biggest celebrity death of our lives.
I barely even remember that.
Really? I remember it. I was working at the movies, and just a random black dude ran in the building and went, hey, y'all, Michael Jackson's dead! And then somebody
did he
went...
walk out?
And then, and then somebody went, the black one? And I went, no, the famous singer.
I think my saddest one was Prince. And I remember I was driving Uber that night, and I was just had on SiriusXM. I just had the fuck Prince blasting all night, and just it felt like every other passenger that got in the car, we just ended up crying together.
Wow.
And I don't even realize I was that big of a Prince fan.
See, I went through the same thing that day because China also died. I think that day.
Oh yeah.
You just got to go back, relive the Attitude Era. I think Bowie might have been mine.
Okay.
Castro looked like it was fun. All the Cubans are out fucking in Hoboken, going crazy. Eating the fucking sandwiches and shit. It was like a festival.
I was a big Gaddafi fan.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain died 27 years ago today. And he was 27 years old.
Wow. That's not a very fun fact.
Do you know what fun fact means? Well, it's our word of the day.
Another fun fact. Zach, your mom called. Your dad's dead.
Yeah. Our word of the day is kaboom. I was too young... probably to be that sad about Farley.
I was devastated by Farley. Yeah. I was devastated by Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman's the most haunting shit in the world.
His wife killed him? Is that it?
Yeah, his wife walked in, shot him, and shot herself. That's a rough one, because he couldn't have done less to be responsible.
And then looked at his body and said, look what you made me do.
Man.
So yeah, I say those are the two. Shannon, what's your saddest celebrity death?
I don't know. I feel like as a kid, though, when Kurt Cobain died, it was a rough one because I was a big Nirvana fan. And I was one of the ones that was like...
Shannon was 22. Fucking flannel shirt.
I did have a flannel shirt. And I was one of the ones that was like, no, he didn't kill himself. Courtney Love killed him. Which after the documentary, it's possible.
Oh, I think that's very... I mean, since literally El Duce said that he was offered $20,000 to kill Kurt Cobain. Yeah. And then after he said that on camera, was found dead on train tracks.
And also, like, the big rifle and, like, the logistics of how he would have shot himself. It's all very weird.
Is this too conspiracy shit for you guys?
No, I like this.
Yeah, this is great.
I like that. I like that Shannon's actually leading this one.
Yeah. So, also with Cobain, and I hate to be this guy. I love this one. Some of the toxicology said that he had too much heroin in him to possibly be conscious at the time he shot himself. But and the suicide note.
I don't know, man. I've seen people on enough heroin to not be conscious moving around.
And the suicide note. The suicide note is in two different handwritings.
Another heroin symptom.
You read the pen.
Dear heroin Kurt. Hope you receive
the suicide note reads like a breakup letter to Courtney. And then the last paragraph.
Actually, like, I changed my mind, Courtney. You rule. You've been a pretty cool wife.
I
want
to apologize to Courtney for all the stuff I did to her.
Yeah.
You're actually the prettiest widow I've ever seen.
Never mind. Here's all my stuff. Kaboom.
Oh, yeah.
And then the shotgun shell landed on the wrong side of him. If he had been holding it, it would have landed on... It would have discharged on the other side of him.
I'm not going to accept any of this until I see it in like a very bad YouTube video.
Shannon? Yeah. I think you know what to do.
Hold on. You have this subscription?
I didn't make all this shit up.
Is it possible?
Someone else did.
Is it possible he had a cat that stepped on the trigger by some chance?
That happens. Picked up the shell and brought it to the other side of the room.
Just playing with it. Knocking it off the table.
You know what? Good for her. Let her get away with it at this point, you know?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about OJ outside.
Yeah, you have 2 years to frame coffin murder. After that, it's like...
After that, you got away with it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Scot-free.
No way. He wouldn't have done fuck all anyway.
Okay, so I have the trailer to Soaked in Bleach, or...
Dude, imagine if Kurt Cobain lived and he was going through, like, you know how, like, Metallica made, like, St. Anger and then fucking Lulu? Imagine if we were dealing with, like, Kurt Cobain's, like, shitty... Like,
old man Kurt Cobain would have sucked.
Just his political fucking stuff. Yeah.
Doing fucking Broadway shows for Nevermind and shit. The best thing he ever did was die.
Just like, there's a reason the British Office is so good. So they tapped out real quick.
Mm, yeah.
You don't want to see like season 8 Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Ugly.
I just saw that there were these two brothers that killed their entire families and themselves because of how bad The Office was.
What?
Like last week. Yeah.
Did they look at the camera and smile?
Yeah, it was only last week. How long?
It was pretty recently.
They've been saving
like depressed autistic brothers are like, "Dude, if we can't get our lives together in the next year, we should just kill our families and ourselves." And they were like, "Deal, but let's make it a month, dude. I'm not going to fucking stick around for that long."
Yeah.
And then like after a month, they were just like, "Well, we're still fucking losers. The Office was terrible. Let's end."
So they're like, there must be something worth living. They watch The Office and go, this is the best you got?
Well, they were like, they're really jammed up about how shitty it got toward the end.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even saw all of it. I just sort of faded out.
I don't think I did.
Michael Scott comes in and kills everybody.
I don't finish almost any TV show.
No. That's crazy.
I'm afraid of killing my family. I'm certain that was a real news story, not something I made up. I'm pretty sure.
So let's see this. Shannon, what were the two video choices again?
It's just as valid a news story as that news we've been talking about. To be honest,
What I have up now is the Soaked in Bleach official trailer.
Okay. Cool, can we see that? But then also, please try and find the story
I might have
Tim's talking about. And Tim, if you find it, just send it. Yeah.
Maybe a deer came through his window.
Your old stuff is better.
My name is Tom Grant. I was hired by Courtney Love to find her missing husband, Kurt Cobain.
Oh, also, his heroin kit was put away.
Mm.
And they said he had injected so much he should have been passed out already. So it's just, there's a bunch of facts that, like, unless, and I'm sure he did have a superhuman tolerance for heroin, but still, like, the amount, they said it was like 3 times the amount for a person to be awake on.
Hmm.
Keep it going.
Patient made the shocking discovery this morning.
Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
He's dead.
Hiring me is not like hiring an attorney. It's not to protect you. My job is to find the truth. All kinds of red flags started popping up. She starts telling us these things that just didn't add up.
Save the American icon, Tom.
That was suspicious to me. And this woman's husband had just been found dead, and there didn't seem to be any sadness whatsoever. And there was more to this than what I was being told. It's not very often that a private investigator accuses his client of committing a crime.
How can a guy accuse you of killing your husband? How come you don't sue this guy?
20 years later, I remain professionally disturbed by the way in which the Kurt Cobain case was mishandled.
Professionally.
They allowed his body to be cremated within 6 days. They didn't send the shotgun out for fingerprinting for 30 days.
It's entirely possible that a police officer, no matter how well trained, may not notice a particular item of evidence.
To rule the case the same day and to make a public pronouncement is absolutely unacceptable.
Peace, love, empathy.
All right, well, if he was found holding a shotgun with a shotgun-sized hole in his head, I think it is hard not to just go, I think we know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have a strong, yeah.
Solved it. I solved it. It's me.
Me, Tibbs.
No, I got it.
Oh, shotgun.
There's the detective that's like, he's just kind of phoning it in at work, and he's just looking around the room. He's like, he's not really doing the math. He's like, Chief, I got to be honest. I don't know if we're going to solve this one.
That's just how unlikable Courtney Love is. That no, first of all, no one had any sympathy for her at any point in this. Is she just that unlikable that her husband very obviously killed himself and everyone's like, I bet you did it.
Yeah, I can't stand her. And I don't even really like Kurt Cobain, but despicable person.
Yeah, absolutely. Shannon, what did you immediately think there's no way he did it?
Yeah. Just as like a dumb kid, like a big fan and hating Courtney Love always, that's what my mind automatically went to.
So was Kurt Cobain your thing before you had before it was Muscle Bound Men?
Yeah, I was like very grungy when I was like in my pre-teens to early teens, like very grungy, like wallet chain. And
I don't believe you. Do you have pictures?
And then she smelled a Nirvana fan for the first time. I was like, all right, dude.
Shannon, is this documented? Is grunge Shannon documented?
Don't.
Or did you avoid cameras?
Yeah, I think I probably avoided cameras. I can't think of
three
any pictures.
You and three friends learned witchcraft?
Yeah.
Tim, do you think they had to bury him in the heart-shaped pine box? You think
it's
so?
Probably, it's probably a regular one, Mike. I don't know. It's probably just a regular coffin.
Hey, never mind.
Are you guys doing Kurt Cobain song? I don't know them.
I'm going to fucking put up with it. Yeah, dude, make fucking Dropkick Murphys jokes or something.
Oh, hey, wait, you got a new complaint? Fucking dickhead.
Listen, I could tell from the rhythm that was good.
I could just sense that was good. Tin Lizzy or something.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Maybe if you take a little lithium, it'll even you out.
Thank you, Shannon.
Don't fucking shit. What is this?
Fucking cut that mic. What's going on?
Hey, Lewis is out of town. We need you guys to come fill in on a show. And then this is how you're going to act?
You know how Lewis got to Jamaica? On a plane.
Hold on.
Put that phone away.
No. Who is Kurt Cobain?
Do you guys think he was looking for Nirvana?
All right, guys, this bit's gone on too long. All apologies.
Is that another one? Or was that a real sentence? Yes. I don't know. Anyway.
Did you find out the story Tim was talking about?
Yeah.
I sent it to her.
Oh, okay.
What is
the sitar version of The Office?
Oh, these are the good.
Bing, ding, bing, ding, ding. The Indian version of The Office is just a call center where there's no jokes whatsoever.
They get all the work that The Office outsources.
There's no pranks. There's no office love.
It's the boffus.
Jim's like, I said, we'd like to see her bobs. Oh, man.
Pam slept with two different people at the office, so we have stoned her to death.
I'm sorry, he
throws the rock and then looks at the camera.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was late. There was a rape on the bus.
Dwight throws acid in Angela's face.
Creed's still a rapist.
Yeah, man.
Oh, fuck. All right, yeah. Can you bring that back up?
Kevin spills a pot of curry.
Disturbing information is...
Shut up.
Disturbing information is emerging surrounding two Texas brothers accused of fatally shooting their entire family before turning their guns on themselves.
Damn.
For those listening, yes, there's two Indian guys, including a suicide note that bizarrely referenced the popular NBC, The Office. The rambling note, originally posted on 19-year-old Farhan Tawid's Instagram account, went on for 12 pages and chillingly detailed how easy it was for him and his 21-year-old brother, Tanvir, to purchase guns. Pause it.
I don't like that their names are,
Tawid and Tanvir.
Oh, I was going to say, if I was drunk, I might say something that sounded like Towhead.
Oh, Tawid.
That was his nickname? Yeah, that's a Texas accent.
Dude, when I worked at a call center... I would get all these like wild names that I couldn't pronounce, so I would always just kind of try three or four different versions of it and apologize.
Just mumble through them.
And it was a carpet store, definitely owned by Middle Eastern dudes. And I guess the guy's name was Kamil. K-A-M-I-L. Guess what you don't say?
I'm not going camel first.
Oops-a-daisy. Called up. I went, hi, I'm looking for a cake. Camel? Oh, boy.
Jacquet?
I'm sorry, am I reading that right?
It just looks like you retain a lot of water. It has nothing to do with your ethnicity.
Camel Fakir? Camel Fakir. And the guy literally went, it is not pronounced camel. he didn't buy what I was selling, by the way. That sale did not go. All right, bring it back up. You don't have to play it. Here, Rainey. You be Farhan.
My brother had to do was to go to the gun shop.
Was he Samuel L. Jackson?
Was he Texas or is he? I mean, no. Do you think he's fully acclimated? Is that where you're going?
I think he's trying.
Okay.
Say something about winning a gun for home defense. Send some forms.
You made this guy so cool. It's like he's on a save the day.
And that was it.
It sounds like Clint Eastwood.
It's like Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead, give me diarrhea.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Are you feeling lucky today, sir?
Did I fire the one shot or did I fire the more shots? And...
Get out of my diarrhea river. There was a question asking if you had any.
Yes, I could certainly help you with making my day, sir.
Go ahead, buy my deli.
But get this. He lied.
There was a question asking if he had any mental illnesses, but get this. He lied. Oh, so these guys were real cunts about it. Keep it going.
You go, look at him. Look, he's talking about his brother right now. He's like, look, he just lied. He said.
He literally just said no. They didn't ask for proof or if he was taking any medication. He was. Thanks for making.
Come on,
thank you very
stinkers.
Much for making the process so easy.
Oh my God. The shots of The Office.
The team then strangely took a shot at Steve Carell's hit show The Office, revealing that he and his brother stopped watching it the day they thought of the murder suicide.
That's so funny. What episode are they in with? We just got it.
I think they finished it.
They finished it?
They got to the finale. They were like, we have to kill our family.
Can you imagine killing your whole family and then Netflix is just, are you still watching? It should have ended when Michael left because eventually it went
shit. Wow.
People say the finale makes up for it, which is a complete lie. Sure, it was cute, but it doesn't justify the last few shitty seasons we had to deal with.
Wow.
We kept watching until February 21st, 2021.
On their Netflix, it says, are you still shooting?
Will Ferrell has blood on his hands.
Oh, man.
That's the day my older brother came into my room with a proposition. If we can't fix everything in a year, we'll kill ourselves and our family.
All right, hear me out. This is going to sound crazy, but I've been thinking about it. Let's murder suicide.
The bloodbath left both brothers, who admitted to battling depression, dead, along with their parents, sister, and grandmother. Oh, it was a one-bedroom.
They put a bump stock on a sandal.
Wow. Oh, all right. Wow.
I never realized how much fun Indian murder could be. Yeah. Man, that was a treat. A little spicy, but.
Well.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That is fucking wild. You know, because the way you describe it, you think that it's like that black guy that killed all the cops who was just like, oh, so I enjoy Dave Chappelle. But they were pretty adamant about The Office being.
Yeah. I mean, they barely got through the manifesto. They were so distracted by The Office.
It's a cash cow, and the cow is sacred. So, yeah.
It is. I mean, those last few seasons are very bad.
I'm surprised people didn't do it at the end of...
Lost. Lost was the worst ending.
Yeah. What's the other one?
You could have picked any point in Lost to kill your whole family.
Yeah. When the fat guy wasn't losing weight. Yeah. This doesn't make sense!
All right, here's an idea. Worst TV show ending.
The last like Sopranos. Dexter.
Game of Thrones has to be.
I hated Sopranos.
You what?
Sopranos.
You hated Sopranos?
The ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
I think, Sopranos. Game of Thrones just ended really weakly.
But they all
Lost ended weak.
Everything kind of ends.
Seinfeld ended weak.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad ended good.
I can't remember. I thought Seinfeld was like, if you like get it, you know that it's cool. Is that?
Seinfeld should have ended with Kramer yelling the N-word.
In my head canon, that's exactly where it is.
Like, that's a real Kramer on stage.
Yeah. I mean, the last season of Breaking Bad wasn't phenomenal, but it was a good end. It was an appropriate ending.
Yeah. I think the ending of the show was mostly so good because of the song that played at the end of
it. As far as good ones, I think the Punky Brewster titty drop was really, really special.
Roseanne, where they just retconned everything, was really weird.
You know,
and then just brought it back, like that they didn't reveal everything was different. The end of Roseanne, the first run, was that she was a writer. Remember, in one of the early seasons, Dan built her like a writing room?
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be that the show was her book.
Oh, okay.
And in reality, Dan died when he had the heart attack at the wedding, and the girls were with the opposite guys. So Darlene was with Mark, Becky was with David, and then Jackie was a lesbian. And something else.
Roseanne's the DC movie universe of TV shows.
Yeah, she retconned everything, and then they just did more episodes. Like, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Well, the last season of Roseanne blew, because that's when they won the lottery. And the whole show was about middle class to lower class people. And then they just won the lottery and had, like, a fantasy season, and it sucked dick.
Really made you wish they had two Indian kids.
I don't think I've ever finished a TV show. No,
I'm trying to think of these things. I can't remember enjoying a TV show all the way through.
No. What's the Cheers? That was
actually
like
Eastbound and Down. Anything that ends in under, you know, four seasons or less, you got a good shot.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anything over four seasons, I'm pretty much checked out.
Family Matters, they went to space. Dinosaurs, the comet came and destroyed Earth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah. That should be the ending to everything.
Shannon, is there a list
everyone should just be
of
a
worst
fucking
TV show endings?
God, imagine if Seinfeld was still going on 9/11.
What do you mean we're trapped on the 93rd floor?
That'd be cool.
He's just constantly brushing dust off himself.
They've made an enemy.
Fucking weird OCD autistic fucking jerk off.
I have a list of the top 15 most hated finales.
All right, let's see.
Number 15, Jane the Virgin.
That's don't know.
Never even heard of the show.
Number 14.
She loses her virginity. She gets raped.
She gets raped.
Number 14 is The 100.
Number 13, Kurt Cobain.
No, I didn't watch it either. 13, Rain. I don't know.
Dude, right.
What
these
the fuck?
Shows, TV I've not
sucks.
Heard
is this American?
I think TV might be a failed medium.
Yeah.
12, 13 Reasons Why. That was on Netflix. 11, Skins.
I thought you were going to say 8 Reasons for Dating My Teenage Daughter. Worst ending.
10, Star Trek Enterprise. Nope. 9, Chuck. 8, Seinfeld.
Okay.
Do you want to...
How did Seinfeld end? What's like...
Didn't they all go to prison or something?
They all go to prison. So what? It was...
What?
They see John Panette getting robbed.
Big fat John Panette?
Yes. And nice. They film it and make fun of him. And they get arrested for, like, a...
Bullying? Having child porn on Jerry's hard
yeah.
drive.
An anti-Good Samaritan law or something. And then the last episode is just a trial where every single person that they've ever wronged
shows up,
comes and, like, testifies against them. And then they all go to jail.
Fucking... Listen.
It was just an excuse to get every,
Seinfeld's
like...
17-year-old girlfriend takes yeah. a stand.
She puts her titties on the Bible.
Yeah. At the time, I consented, but looking back, I realized that he was in a position of power. I didn't even like the New York Knicks.
How powerful do you think I was?
Come on. I never stuck it in you.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be a life of having cereal for dinner.
You asked for it.
You dirty bitch. What else we got, Chad?
I'm going to share your nudes.
Number 7 is Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, 2.5 Men. Number 5, The Sopranos.
Oh, fuck off. The Sopranos, great.
Number 4, Lost.
Wait, what was the thing about Lost? It was just...
It was heaven the whole time or something.
It was heaven?
They died.
They're all dead.
I thought it was like... It turns out it was like... You could drive. It was like Staten Island or something the whole time. And then it was like, you know, it turns out we just never really looked across the motorway there.
Did you guys see all these
tracks? You think you checked that part of the island? What the fuck?
There's
dude?
A big bunch of
retards. That guy's like, oh. The fat guy found a bunch of coconuts somewhere and that's all he's been doing when he's supposed to be looking for a way off the island.
Did you guys see all those people in construction vests?
Yeah. There's just a ferry going by every day and stuff like.
It's a mirage.
They're on a trash island in the fucking Hudson.
Yeah. I'm spending eternity over here. What are the last three?
Number 3 is Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
2 is How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. What was the ending there?
The ending of How I Met the girl that you thought was going to be the mother was, and then immediately dies, and then he gets with the aunt. Was his like love interest the entire show anyway?
Robin, yeah.
They basically the whole series was supposed to be How I Met Your Mom. He meets her, they have kids, and then she dies,
like from birth.
She dies of I think cancer, like immediately.
Oh,
and then he just gets with the chick that you thought was going to be.
It's tough to have cancer with a laugh track, you know.
Yeah, this show
like,
him?
Like a bad.
Leukemia.
Oh, it's just a whole, oh.
Yeah, hopefully they showed him reacting to the news like, yes.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that was, Ed, what was number one, Shannon?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones just fell apart because they just didn't have source material. Right?
What does that mean?
Because they ran out of books.
Oh.
They went further than the books, so the books weren't over yet. And
you know what I liked about the last, because who gives a shit about Game of Thrones ever again? But what I really liked was in the last season, they were still doing like the post credits, like interview with like the creators. And they were like, thematically, we really wanted to bring together. And they were like very highly speaking of the garbage that they were putting out. Yeah. It was so fucking funny. I think those guys, aren't they making like the, if you know, George Washington was black show or something, or like the Confederates won or something. They're making some other dumb fucking show.
It's Golden Wooden Teeth.
That's great.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, but Chinese. Yeah,
thematically,
let's
we
go.
Wanted to incorporate a dragon eating everyone's fucking pussy. Crazy. You guys really put out some high art. You ran out of some fucking old virgin's books to film.
How I Met Your Pussy-Eating Dragon.
All right, I think we do one more story and get out of here. Bad Apples is the new military, and I'm going to say this wrong, so please correct me.
Camel.
Camille. Abu Ghraib musical.
Wow. I would have preferred you to say camel.
Wait a
what,
minute.
How is it pronounced?
Abu Ghraib.
Is that it?
Is that really the one on the paper
yeah.
right now?
Yeah. Abu Ghraib.
Never.
Grabe, like grave.
I never imagined that phrase showing up before the word musical.
Yeah. Well, I think we have. I think Irish has it for us. Irish.
What?
Yeah, it's Abu Ghraib.
Thank you. And what is nice. The. Do we have
nailed
a video music,
bro.
Do we have a sample of the show?
Yeah, so
that was great. You go. I think Irish had something. Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib. Promise myself I'd never go back.
It's my loss.
How do you pronounce darkness? So there's a musical. Oh, what is Abu Ghraib? Some sort of torture camp or something?
Yeah, it's like
it's like a Muslim water park.
What a bomb.
One drip at a time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's where they there was the famous photographs came out of U.S. soldiers
tormenting
the inmates.
Oh yeah, remember the chick had like three Arab dudes in like a pyramid naked.
So,
yeah.
Like,
pointing at them smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Way you absolutely would if you had that opportunity.
They were the good old days of fucking war, you know?
What if like Muslim prisoners were just really in the cheerleading?
Naked cheerleading. Finally we can be free. So is there clips? Is there pictures? Is there anything?
We just have an article, and I also have a review.
All right, tell us about it.
Okay.
Well, I didn't like it.
So yeah,
songs were in that catch.
It's basically gleefully showing the soldiers tormenting inmates at Baghdad's Abu Ghraib prison during the Iraq War. It's an arrangement with stripping men in lewd poses, posing with dead, tortured, and humiliated prisoners. To jingles and music.
Avenue Quran.
I say waterboarded, you say enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah, he goes,
let's call the whole thing. Is that how basically this is going to go?
And yeah. Tell us about the review.
Put him on a leash. Put him on a leash. Put him on a leash.
In a mock night spot called Club Abu.
Lin-Manuel nice. Miranda shines.
Yeah. That's the cast. There's a comma.
It's a designer Francois Pierre Couture's thrust set directly in our laps, like a USO variant of Cabaret and the Three Penny Opera. Its typical invention and brilliant design team span three prismatic acts while following ringleader Sergeant Chuck Shepard and the two soldiers he has impregnated.
I did not understand any two consecutive words in any of that.
I really checked out on that.
I zoned the fuck out too. What did you say? Like some sort of spell? We all just
dude. We all just ran out of batteries like reading blowjob
machines. No disassemble.
Yeah, I was just going to trick us into acting it out in here.
Nice. I'll do it. I'll play it. I'll brown up.
Yeah, it's filled with several rap numbers, rock ballads,
nice.
Pole dancing, gone martial choreography, gung-ho musings,
and then at the end,
and
like,
more.
Oh, the Muslim.
Private First Class Kurt Connie Lingus.
Wow.
Oh, the Muslim and the GI should be friends.
Act one ends with two 9/11 hijackers going from a final lark at Pizza Hut to an airplane cockpit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Leonard Liberto, which leads to your trims, cans, and thoroughly songs. Uneasily juggle reality, television rawness, sometimes questionable humor, and San Francisco mime troupe mayhem.
How is mime culture that specific at all?
Landmimes.
Yeah, I might.
All right, no. You know what? This one bummed me out. Let's do one more. Shannon, this is one of yours. And I think this is an appropriate way to end today's show. 26-year-old is the first woman with Down syndrome to apply to be on Sports Illustrated.
You can apply for that?
I guess so. Well, that's what they told her.
I'm going to throw my helmet in the ring here. Okay. She looks like Paige Van Zandt a little bit.
Yeah, she looks like she was just in an MMA fight.
Wow.
Whoa, look at her legs. She's got Godzilla legs. That's weird.
There she is, huh? So well, how do you apply to be in Sports Illustrated? Like, is she, like, up for it?
I think you have to, like, submit. So she was also the first woman with Down syndrome to win Miss Minnesota or Spirit of Miss USA.
Minnesota
in 2017.
You could win that. Yeah.
Now, when you're the other girls in that competition, do you think you were like, she only won because she's fucking retarded?
Yeah, in the swimsuit competition, she just shit in the wave pool. They're like, we have no shot.
She goes, world peace and ice cream.
By the way, I would like to see the IQ tests of all the competitors in Minnesota and see where she ranks.
She buried them. Yeah.
She just bodies the whole group. Oh, sorry, professor.
Wow, she's beautiful.
She goes, all the other girls like, I never even heard of Palestine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, good for her. Turns out they said she applied, but...
She looks pretty weird there. Yeah.
She licked an electrical socket.
She looks great for retarded.
These are the different sleeves you can get for your retarded.
Are they trying to prove something?
They go, look, they've had fucking...
So it seems like they have contests yearly. So maybe they're trying to, like, pick outside of their normal...
But wait, what's she outside of? Was she the first black woman or something? Why are they showing us her?
It just said she was one of the winners last year.
Okay. And then what's she outside of? An apartment building screaming into her cell phone.
She's the first woman to get punched in an elevator on the cover.
And it's an old bitch? That's the oldest
one? Yeah, I guess that's an older woman.
57.
That's Shannon in 3 years.
That's it.
Wow. It's actually a full Depends.
Good for her, right?
Yeah,
she's she's in good shape.
As long as, honestly, give me anything but the fat shit. You know what I mean? Stop pretending about the fat. I'll pretend the Down syndrome girl has it.
You'll double down on Downs?
I'll trip, dude. Don't trip me up like that. What are you doing, dude?
It was the first ever application in crayon.
She approached Sports Illustrated. She's like, I believe my resume speaks for itself. And she slides a football across. Wow.
It's the first time it ever folds out to see the rest of her forehead. Her tongue's hanging out.
Centerfold. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's end it on that.
Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my guests, Colin Terrell from The Wizard of Pod and the Dad Meat Guys. This is the Real Ass Podcast. Lewis is still going to be out on Friday, so there's going to be an episode of God Hates Figs with Mikey Figs, who does not like that name, but I believe Lewis is bullying him into keeping it. I sure hope so. My name is Zach Amico, the international superstar, and thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
That's all, folks.